Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is an itinerant preacher, doing retreats, parish missions, and other pulpit preaching, and she's a member of the Caldwell Dominicans. Her preaching today is entitled, Shining Stars.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. We sing this today, but what are we singing about? The recent conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter? What a marvel that was. Even though clouds obscured the first night it appeared here in Jersey, our house was abuzz in the couple of days after. Did you see it? From where? We were thrilled at even a belated sighting. Some were even calling it the Christmas star. Surely a delight in a year of dismal days of pandemic, political rancor, and economic distress for so many. Matthew tells us of a star that guided wise people through confusion and uncertainty to the child. Of course, anyone seeking Jesus will find him with Mary, his mother. And in Matthew's community, people would have heard the phrase "in the house" as referring to the church, the local house church. The star manifested the place where the child and his parents lived. The Magi followed it and listened to warnings about Herod's nefarious scheme. Having met both Jesus and Herod, and having followed the star and chosen Jesus, they went home differently. People still seek Jesus. The searchers, the nuns, N-O-N-E-S, the former Catholics, and so many, many more, still seeking him by any name. What star will guide their search and lead them to Jesus? Each one of us received a candle, a flame at our baptism. Does that light still burn? I mean, the light of our Christian living. Can it, like a star, guide someone else to Jesus? Well, maybe our community, maybe our parish or school, you know, a gathering of lights, a conjunction of lights, will light the way, will guide seekers on their way to Jesus. So shine on, you stars of wonder, shine on, you stars of light, shine on with divine beauty bright.